Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study entitled Things to Come. For the past several weeks, we've been looking at things to come, the next prophetic events on God's calendar. Today, the topic of discussion is the Great White Throne Judgment, the Great White Throne Judgment. But before we begin our lesson today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this privilege and honor and this great opportunity to open up thy very words, to study them, to be led of the Holy Spirit of God. Father, as your word goes through forth today, we pray that it be used for your honor and glory. We pray your words would be an encouragement and lift up and build up the believer. We pray for the lost soul that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. This would be the very day that they realize, in order to have their sins forgiven, to know they're going to heaven when they die, but they need to place their faith in the blood atonement, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and nothing else, Lord. Father, we pray. And Father, if anything's accomplished today, it'll be because of thee. And we'll remember to give you all the honor and glory for whatever you choose to do this very day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we give thanks. Amen and amen. Well, we do not have too many lessons left here and things to come. And before I turn our attention to the Great White Throne Judgment, I just wanted to mention that I'd ask our listeners today, if there's a topic or a question that you have related to the Bible, a Bible issue, or whatever it may be, I pray that you would drop me a line, ask me the question, ask me what you'd like to know, and I would answer that on the air as part of the pastor's study. We could do a study based on your question. And as always, at the end of the broadcast, you'll be given the address where you can send me any correspondence. And then again, I wanted to mention that this entire study of things to come, each one of our lessons is on audio cassette tape. And if you'd like the whole study or some of the study or whatever it is, drop me a line. And if you can't afford it, fine, I'll send you the tapes absolutely free, or send me whatever you can. So again, at the end of the broadcast, the address to reach me at will be given. Now let's get right into the Great White Throne Judgment. Now there are six main points that we're going to look in this study on the Great White Throne Judgment. The first one is the judge of the throne. The second will be the journey to the throne. The third will be the jury of the throne. The fourth will be the judged of the throne. The fifth will be the judgment of the throne. And finally, our last and sixth point will be the just of the throne. Now, it's my hope in this study, we have done away with any idea that you may have had of one general judgment. This is, in fact, the third judgment we have studied. The first was the judgment seat of Christ, where all Christians will stand. The second was the judgment of the nations taking place during the second coming of Christ. And now we have the Great White Throne Judgment, which is the third judgment. Every man, a woman, boy and girl has an appointment to be judged. Rest assured, if one hasn't stood before one of the previous judgments, he or she will stand here. Yes, if you'll turn to Hebrews chapter 9 with me, every individual has an appointment. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 27. We read, As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So every individual has an appointment, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There are two sections of Scripture from which we glean much of our information about the Great White Throne Judgment. The first one is Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. The second passage is found in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10. Let's quickly look at those passages. First, Revelation chapter 20, in verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now our second passage that speaks about the Great White Throne Judgment is found in the prophet Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7 with me, if you would. And we'll look at verses 9 and 10 together. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Now let us make our study of this final judgment. The first point is the judge of the throne. The judge of the throne. And that would be the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll be the judge of the great white throne. In our court system, some judges are fair. Others are not. Some judges are lenient, others are harsh. The judge of this bench is perfect and fair. The judge of this bench is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at some verses of Scripture that show us this clearly. First, we need to turn to the Gospel of John with me, if you would. Chapter number 5. The Gospel of John, chapter number 5. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 5, first we want to look at verse number 22 together. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Now that same chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Let's look at verse number 27 together. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. And now we have to turn. Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 10. Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse number 40, and we'll read Acts 10, verses 40 through 42 together. Him, that's capital H, him, that's Jesus Christ, God raised up the third day and shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God, here it is, to be the judge of quick and dead. And then finally, 2 Timothy with me. 2 Timothy, if you would, in chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse 1 with me. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, here it is, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. You see, my dear friend, the very one that the people have rejected will be the one that they stand before. They'll stand before the way, the truth, and the life. He will be the judge. Now, our second main point of our study on the Great White Throne Judgment is the journey to the throne. The journey to the throne. Every man, woman, boy, and girl that has ever been conceived from the time of Adam until the end of Satan's last stand will be here. However, the believers will be spectators, while the unbelievers will be judged. The journey to the throne will come from every place imaginable. We're told even the occupants of hell in the center of the earth will be released to journey to the throne. Let's turn to Revelation again, chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. See, this great white throne judgment that we're studying about here is the judgment that each person that you witness to on how to be saved through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, when they reject that witness, when they reject the very words of God, and they refuse to bow their knee to Jesus Christ now, to believe on him, to believe that he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day. That's only through his shed blood and nothing else that they can have their sins forgiven and know they're going to heaven. If an individual rejects that witness and never gets saved, and then they die, this is the judgment that they'll stand at. Looking in Revelation chapter 20, and verse number 13. Notice, as we look at the journey to the throne, we said that people will be coming from every place imaginable. Listen now to verse 13 with me. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. We know a lot of persons will die that are on the sea during the tribulation. We also know that oftentimes that individuals are buried at sea who die aboard ship. Well, those individuals that died and are in the sea, that's where their bodies are, they were dumped. They're going to come from the sea to stand before this judgment, those who never got saved. And death in hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. Interesting. So when someone dies now, present tense, that are unsaved, they go to a place of torment called hell. But according to the Word of God, that's not their final place where they're going to spend eternity, because they're going to come up from hell, from the very center of the earth, and stand before this great white throne judgment and be found guilty and then cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire, evidently, is something different than hell. The third main point in our study on the great white throne judgment is the jury of the throne. The jury of the throne. In verse 12 of Revelation 20, we read that books are opened. This is plural, meaning more than one book. This book, which has more emphasis placed on it, is the Book of Life. The Bible mentions four other books that may be employed at this throne. Look at verse 12 again. Let's read that together as we look at the jury of the throne. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Plural. There's more than one book that's going to be open at the great white throne judgment. Besides these books, another book was open, which is the Book of Life. So we have books, plural, and then we have the Book of Life, which is mentioned individually. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Now, the combination of these books will produce a life story of each individual. You see, God is keeping records of the lives of each person. Now let's look, take a look at these five books. I believe the first one is going to be the Book of Conscience. The Book of Conscience. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 2 for a moment. And in Romans chapter number 2, let's look at verse 15 together. Romans 2, verse 15. We read here in Romans 2, verse 15, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts, the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. Now, our conscience may not always be the best guide. However, God put our conscience there to point us in the right direction. Records are being kept. And God is concerned with those times when man goes against conscience. The second book, the Book of Words. The Book of Words. For this, we need to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 12. Matthew 12. In Matthew chapter 12, Matthew 12 with me. And once you get to Matthew 12, we're going to look at verses 36 and 37. Notice what Jesus says here. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So, interesting. So when an individual that's not saved gets up at the great white throne judgment, I believe God will show them a point in time where they had an opportunity, where someone came to them, either hand them a gospel tract, a witness to them one-on-one, or maybe that individual went to a church service and heard the death, burial, and resurrection preached, and what an individual needed to do to be right with God. But either in their thoughts, they rejected what they heard, or maybe even verbally, they said to the person that was witnessing to them, well, that's just your opinion, or I don't want to hear it. Or maybe slammed the door on someone going door to door, or maybe ripped up a gospel tract. But it says here, for by the words thou shalt be justified, and by the words thou shalt be condemned. See? Let's turn to look at the third book. The book of secret words and works. Let's first turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, in verse number 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. See that? Secret. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. And then look with me in the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes, if you would. Chapter number 12. Chapter number 12, the book of Ecclesiastes. And then we'll look in chapter 12 at verse number 14. We read, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Friend, nothing can be hid from God, not our words and not our works, not even our secret thoughts and secret words can be hid. Now, let's look at the fourth book, which I entitle The Book of Public Works. The Book of Public Works. First, we need to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians, with me, chapter 11. And when we get to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll look at verse 15 together. 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And of course, in the context, it's talking about Satan's ministers, because it says in verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, one other place, Matthew chapter 16 with me. Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, we'll look at verse 27 together in Matthew 16. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his, what does it say? Works. You see, even the lost are judged according to their works. All that are judged here are lost. However, the judgment of their works may determine the degree of punishment in that lake of fire. The wicked Adolf Hitler may be given more eternal torments than a morally good man who never received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Now let's look at the final book that will be open, and it's mentioned by name, and that's the Book of Life. The Book of Life. Let's turn first to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 with me, verse number 3. We read, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. And then let's turn to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And then in Revelation chapter 21, in verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever maketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You see, the book of life is the book of the living. This book records the names of those of all who have accepted Christ as Savior. And those who have not accepted Christ as Savior are not written in this book. Well, we still have three more main points to look at in our lesson on the Great White Throne Judgment, and we'll do that next time on the Pastor's Study. But this is Brother Gino Cassieri. It's been an honor and a privilege to come to you today on the Pastor's Study. And until we meet again, my prayer for each and every one of you is that God would richly bless each and every one of you. And good day.